Have you ever wondered what the term gospel truly means? It's a word often mentioned, but what is its real significance? Is it just ancient history, or does it hold a powerful relevance for us today? Join us as we delve into the depths of the gospel, uncovering its profound message and transformative power. Stay with us and discover how the gospel can change your life. The word gospel comes from the Old English term Godspell, which means good news. But what is this good news? To understand the gospel, we must first look at the core of its message, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the story of God's immense love for humanity. It is the announcement of God's plan to rescue us from sin and restore us to a right relationship with Him. This plan is centered on Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again, conquering death. But why is this news so good? And why should it matter to us? Let's explore this in greater detail. To appreciate the good news of the gospel, we must first understand the problem it addresses: sin. According to the Bible, sin is anything that falls short of God's perfect standard. It is the rebellion against His holy and just nature. Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This means that every person has sinned and is separated from God. Sin brings about spiritual death and eternal separation from Him. It corrupts our hearts and minds, leading us away from the life God intended for us. Have you ever felt the weight of guilt or the emptiness of pursuing worldly pleasures? These are symptoms of the deeper problem of sin. It affects not only our relationship with God, but also our relationships with others and our own sense of peace and purpose. Despite our sinfulness, God's love for us remains steadfast. He created us for a relationship with Him, and He is not willing to let sin have the final word. God's plan for redemption was set in motion from the very beginning. In the Old Testament, we see the foundation being laid through covenants with figures like Abraham and Moses. These covenants pointed to the coming of a Savior who would fulfill God's promises. The prophets foretold the arrival of the Messiah, a deliverer who would bring salvation to God's people. John 3:16 captures the essence of God's redemptive plan. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." This verse highlights the depth of God's love and the sacrifice He was willing to make for our salvation. The culmination of God's redemptive plan is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Born of a virgin, Jesus lived a life unlike any other. He was fully God and fully man, living a sinless life and teaching with authority and compassion. Jesus' ministry was marked by miracles, healings, and profound teachings. He revealed the nature of God's kingdom, calling people to repentance and faith. His life was a perfect example of love, humility, and obedience to the Father. But Jesus did not come merely to teach or perform miracles. He came with a specific purpose: to lay down His life as a ransom for many. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross is the heart of the gospel message. The cross is central to the gospel because it is where Jesus took upon Himself the sins of the world. Isaiah 53:5 prophesies this sacrifice. "But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed." On the cross, Jesus bore the full weight of our sins, experiencing the separation from God that we deserved. His death was the ultimate act of love and justice, satisfying the righteous requirements of God's law and providing a way for us to be reconciled to Him. Jesus' last words on the cross, "It is finished," signify the completion of His redemptive work. He paid the price for our sins in full, offering us forgiveness and new life. The story of the gospel does not end with the cross. 3 days after his crucifixion, Jesus rose from the dead, demonstrating his victory over sin and death. The resurrection is the cornerstone of Christian faith, affirming that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and that his sacrifice was sufficient. The resurrection provides us with a living hope. As 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 states, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." Jesus' resurrection assures us that we too can have eternal life. It is a promise of our future resurrection and a new creation where sin and death will be no more. The gospel calls for a response from each of us. It is not merely information to be acknowledged, but an invitation to be accepted. Romans 10:9 explains how we should respond. If you declare with your mouth, "Jesus is Lord," and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This response involves repentance, turning away from sin, and turning toward God. It requires faith, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. When we accept the gospel, we are justified before God, forgiven of our sins, and adopted into his family. This new relationship with God transforms our lives. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, guiding us and empowering us to live in a way that honors God. We become part of a community of believers, the church, where we grow in faith and share the message of the gospel with others. The gospel is not just a message. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, Romans 1:16. It has the power to transform lives, bringing hope, healing, and restoration. Throughout history, countless individuals have experienced the transformative power of the gospel. Lives shattered by sin have been made whole. Hearts hardened by bitterness have been softened by grace. Broken relationships have been restored through forgiveness. The gospel changes our identity and purpose. We are no longer defined by our past sins, but by our new life in Christ. We are called to be ambassadors of this good news, sharing it with a world in desperate need of hope. As followers of Christ, we are called to live out the gospel in our daily lives. This means embodying the love, grace, and truth of Jesus in all that we do. It means serving others, seeking justice, and sharing the message of salvation with those around us. Jesus commissioned his disciples in Matthew 28:19-20, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This great commission is our mission as well. We are to be salt and light in the world, demonstrating the transformative power of the gospel through our actions and words. The gospel offers us an eternal hope. It assures us that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us, Romans 8:18. It promises us a future where there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away, Revelation 21:4. This hope gives us strength to endure trials, courage to face challenges, and joy in the midst of suffering. It reminds us that we are part of a bigger story, one that culminates in the eternal reign of God. The gospel is the good news that changes everything. It is the story of God's love for humanity, his plan for redemption, and his promise of eternal life. It is a message that demands a response and offers a transformation that only God can bring. We have journeyed through the profound depths of the gospel, uncovering its message and its power. But now, the question remains: how will you respond to this good news? Will you accept God's invitation to a restored relationship with Him? Will you embrace the life-changing power of the gospel? The choice is yours, and it is the most important decision you will ever make. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the gospel. May its truth resonate in your heart and lead you to a deeper understanding of God's incredible love for you.